Hello, my bookish friends. Welcome back to Mary M's Book Pod. That makes me Mary. I know I've been gone for a little bit. I know I haven't posted a podcast, I don't know, maybe in 3 weeks, closer to a month. But I stand before you with no excuses. Here I am. I'm glad to be back. I'm glad you're back. Here we go. So today, listen, I am not going to get any kind of like points for originality or creativity here, because today the main theme of this podcast, this episode, is going to be a screenshot. It's going to be derived from a screenshot I took off of Instagram. So I saw that Half Price Books posted in their Insta stories, and I grabbed a screenshot of it. They did like one of those this or that's, you know, would you rather. And this one, the theme is controversial book opinions. I don't really know how controversial these are, but they're a lot of fun. So, of course, I thought it'd be fun to do with everyone here. So we're going to jump into that, and then I'll give you some reading updates. I'm in the middle of like 3 books, and I got a couple more books in the mail that I want to share with you. So let's start with what Half Price Books post. By the way, do you guys have Half Price Books in your town, or do you have one remotely close to you? Like, you know, you could drive within an hour's time. I don't. And I have to say, I'm jealous of those of you that do have them, because I heard they're pretty cool, pretty fun. They have good prices, obviously. Half Price Books, hello. And it's a good store to find used books that are in pretty decent shape too, which I think is pretty cool. So here we go. Would you rather read the epilogue before the book or never know the ending? I mean, this one, I feel like you're forced to answer one way on this one, right? You're going to want to read the epilogue before the book. What would be the point of starting any book to never know the ending, right? You don't start a TV show or a movie or anything like that if you know that you're never going to get to know how it ends. Come on. Next one. Oh, this one gets me. Fold the page to mark your place or rip off the corner as you read. I don't do either of these things, clearly, but to rip, you're going to rip the corner every time you finish a chapter, say. I mean, are we animals here? I'm going to have to say fold the page to mark my place. I painfully say that, but that's my answer. Would you rather crack the spine of a book or rip out pages as you read? I'm going to say up front here, I'm never going to pick the answer that requires me to rip or tear the book. That's it. It's not going to happen. So my answer is crack the spine of a book. Would you rather do a year-long book buying ban? Let's be honest, anybody that collects books or reads books or just simply buys books, buying bans, it's not a real thing. Because you say it and then all you want to do is buy books. Anyway, do a year-long book buying ban or buy a book every day for a year. Well, geez, buying a book every day for a year, it's as if, that's some punishment, right? But the only thing that makes me hesitant on that one is, where would I put the books? Because that's a lot. Although, that's a problem. That's just something you can figure out in the end. So I'm going to go with buy a book every day for a year. Book buying bans. Would you rather read in the shower or bathtub or read in the car? I'm just not a bath kind of person. In theory, I get it. It does seem very relaxing, especially when people set up all the candles and the nice piano music. You know, you get that nice relaxing scene. But I'm just not the type that I don't want to sit in my dirt. You know, I don't want to sit in my filth. So I'm going to pick read in the car. Would you rather buy the last book in a series with a different cover or rebuy the entire series with matching covers? All right, I'm going to try to answer this one very honestly. I would like to say that I would pick buy the last book in a series with a different cover, but I know myself, and I'd probably rebuy the entire series with matching covers because they're just so pretty. All right, last one. Would you rather only read your favorite book for a year or never be able to reread a book again? Well, that's harsh. I'm not a huge rereader. And I think if I only reread my favorite book for a year, it wouldn't be my favorite book anymore. I'd probably be tired of it. So this is another one I feel forced to answer in one direction. So I'm going to say never be able to reread a book again. Dun, dun, dun. I hope you guys thought that was fun. I thought it was a good one to have a laugh with. So let me tell you what books I'm currently working on. So I'm reading, I was lucky to receive a copy, an ARC of The Hollywood Spy, which is the part of the Maggie Hope series. It's number 10 in the Maggie Hope series by Susan Ilya McNeil. I adore this series. Adore. I can't actually remember the last series that I was so into, like that I had to have the next book to read. So that's why I was thrilled to pieces that I got an ARC copy of this one. So I'm not quite at the halfway mark, but I'll probably be finishing this book up in the next couple days. Super excited to be reading this one. So what else am I reading? I kind of petered out. Once I received The Hollywood Spy, I kind of stopped reading everything else I was reading. So I have, what else is on the docket? I'm reading Vita Nostra. And I know that was a popular one on Bookstagram and BookTube for a while there, but I'm just getting to it. I have an e-copy of it. And I'm just about maybe like at the 25% mark or so on that one. And the last book, I'm reading a book recommended by the Comic Slayer, my pal Kristen. She was talking about this creator, Abby Howard, who I'd never heard of before. So I checked out of the library her book, The Last Halloween. I'm sorry, it's The Last Halloween Children. Am I saying that right? Kristen, help. But anyway, it's The Last Halloween Children by Abby Howard. And so a quick blurb on that one. For every human on Earth, there is a monster connected to them. So just off that first sentence, of course, it makes you want to read it. But like I said, this one came highly recommended from my pal, Kristen. So I'm also working on that book. And the books that I just received in the mail, I usually tell you guys, especially when I get any of my subscription boxes, I like to tell you what came in. So the two that I received from the Bookcase Club, the first one is An Anonymous Girl. This one is by Greer Hendricks and Sarah Pekkanen. Am I saying Pekkanen right? I think so. You would know these authors from The Wife Between Us, which I thought I had a copy of on my shelves. But I went looking for it and I can't find it. So I hope I didn't need that book in order to read this one. So we'll see. Here's a little bit about what this one is about. When Jessica Farris signs up for a psychology study conducted by the mysterious Dr. Shields, she thinks all she'll have to do is answer a few questions, collect her money, and leave. But as the questions grow more and more intense and invasive, and the sessions become outings where Jess is told what to wear and how to act, she begins to feel as though Dr. Shields may know what she's thinking and what she's hiding. Interesting. So this is when did this book come out? I want to say maybe a year ago. Let me see if I could find it for you with some sort of ease. All right. Oh, and by the way, it's St. Martin's Press, and it came out in 2018. I was a little off there. All right. The second book, I had never heard of this author. I don't know if you guys have. It's Maureen Joyce Connolly, and it's called Little Lovely Things. This is a soft cover put out on Source Books. Here's a little bit about this one. If only things had been different. It is the wrong time to get sick. Speeding down the highway on the way to work, her two little girls sleeping in the back seat, medical resident Claire Rawlings doesn't have time for the nausea overtaking her. But as the world tilts sideways, she pulls into a gas station, runs to the bathroom, and passes out. When she wakes up, minutes later, her car and her daughters are gone. Jeez. Now that's the, I'm hooked. I'm sold. I'm going to read this one probably before the Anonymous Girl, because this sounds like my kind of thriller. I could finish something like this in like maybe 2 days or so, just because I have to know. So there you have it, guys. There's my reading update. Thanks so much for sticking around and spending a little time with me today. It's going to be a short one. I'll be back hopefully later in the week, and we'll dive more into, maybe I can finish up some of these books that I'm reading and tell you what I thought of them. That would be the goal, but who knows? I'm not going to promise anything. I don't want to overpromise, right? What's this? There's some saying about over delivering and such, but I can't come up with it now. Anyway, thanks for hanging out with me today. I appreciate you as always, and I'd like to know what you're reading, and I'd like to know your answers to some of those would you rather questions. So you can always reach me on all the social media. I won't ramble all those out, but anywhere, like on Instagram is probably the easiest. It's Mary M's Bookstagram. And you can always, even if you prefer to email, it's MaryMsBookPod@yahoo.com. That's it for today. I will talk to you guys soon. And remember to enjoy those books. See ya.